I have some moves I want to ask you about, too. Where'd you learn all that?
Nathan dropped his towel in the basket.
Guys, I'm decades older than you, so I've had a little more time to acquire skills. Lance, I'm gonna take a fast shower here, then we can go back to the other house.
Sounds good, Nathan.
Daryl, we have to do better than that to make sure we impress the locals.
Pete glanced at them both.
Locals? You mean the Vexel bulk will be coming down?
Yeah.
Daryl sat on the mat and started stretching his muscles.
The plan is to take them through one match and make sure they realize we humans are some of the nastiest you'll meet before we teach them how to go up against Nosferatu.
Guys, I don't think you need to worry.
Scott dropped down near Daryl and started his own post-fight cooldown and stretch.
Why is that? Nathan took us each out pretty easily and then took us both on and won.
Guys, you need to understand that Nathan Lowell is a force of nature in the Vexelbalk community. There are parents who scare their kids who've been naughty by saying Nathan Lowell will come for you if they don't act right.
Scott looked at the door through which Nathan had left.
Really?
Really, really. There was a good chance that Nathan would have killed me for my screw-ups if Bethany Ann hadn't worked out this setup with my dad.
I find that hard to believe.
Daryl switched to stretching his other leg.
Don't. I asked Nathan about it myself on our trip up to New York. It was apparently one of the options on the table if she didn't have any ideas. I had broken the rules, and I was too full of myself to do anything about it. My dad was working with Jerry to see what could be done. If Michael had been involved, he'd have killed me and been done with it. So anything was a step up over instant death as far as I was concerned.
Scott flexed his arms above his head.
Damn, it had to be cold to hear that.
Well, as a Vexelbalk, you hear enough stories to know you don't ask Nathan Lowell a question unless you want the hard answer. I still have to double-check myself around him from time to time.
He seemed like such a regular dude all this time. I had no idea he had those moves.
Pete walked over to the stereo and looked through the CDs for something to play during his workout.
That would be because the only thing Nathan Lowell respects is a vampire. I imagine Nathan could have killed you more easily than taking you both down, but that's a guess. God, you guys have a lot of heavy metal here.
You're basically looking at the soundtrack for TQB Guards.
It all started with Bethany Ann playing AC/DC's Big Balls.
Of course, there's Master of Puppets, Metallica.
You got your Slayer, Angel of Death.
Come on, Rising Force, Yngwie.
Daryl reached over and fist bumped Scott.
Iron Maiden, The Trooper.
Motorhead, Ace of Spades.
Daryl and Scott's eyes met.
Back in Black.
Lance shook his head.
You guys could do this forever, couldn't you?
It's got to be over 50 CDs in this box.
Hey, be careful. John has a couple of Australian-only releases, and he will beat you if you break in.
Pete yanked his hands away from the CDs, just as Nathan came back into the room.
Do I want to know?
AC/DC.
Ah, ready?